Today on Rocking the Suburbs,
jangly guitars, strong melodies, and harmonies that would make Brian Wilson proud.
Jim and Patrick, it's Roger Grace from a very windswept Montrose in Scotland. January seems to be in full of either rain, snow or high winds here in Scotland. I don't think I've actually known a month like it. Though the weather outside is horrible, the music has kept us warm this month. So, two from me and a play-out song, please. The first is by a Scottish group called Swim School, and the single is called Give Me a Reason Why. I stumbled across them the other day on a brand new search engine within Spotify. It's called Scottify, and it's a good source for looking at the latest in the best new indie and independent releases from Scotland. They describe themselves as a three-piece shoegazy slash 90s inspired guitar band, and they're from Edinburgh. Check it out. There's no album from them so far yet, but they have had about five or six singles over the last 18 months. Second selection is from my favourite Scottish indie band, Broken Chanter. He's got his new album, which will be his fourth, coming out in April, called Chorus of Doubt. It's the follow-up to 2021's Catastrophe Hits, which was my album of the year. And for those of you who are not familiar with it, please check that album out and all his other releases. The single is called You've Got to Stop Worrying All the Time. And if this is what's coming out at the start of the album, then I'm really, really looking forward to what else is going to be on it. And it will certainly be in the mix at the end of the year for my album of the year. I'm off to see him in Glasgow in April in a small venue, so I'm highly looking forward to that after seeing him last year playing an acoustic set in our cinema in Montrose. Please check him out, and if you like his stuff, please, you know, download his records or actually buy them.
Medal, where's the chair on your shoulder? Say, honey, you look fine.
Hello, Jim and Patrick and Rock in the Suburbs community. This is Bob Peterson with my January new music pick. It's the brand new single from the Lemon Twigs called My Golden Years. And the band has done it again. They've crafted another power pop gem. It has jangly guitars, strong melodies, and harmonies that would make Brian Wilson proud. I can only hope that a full album will be coming out soon. That's my pick for this month, and I encourage you to keep listening to the podcast and listen to Rock in the Suburbs Radio, especially my show, Midlife Crisis, which airs on Thursdays at 4 Eastern. Take care.
Is by The Last Dinner Party. I'm not sure how much of an impact they've made in the US thus far, but they're going to be really, really massive in the UK and Europe this year. They've just won the BBC Sound Off Award. They're the first guitar-driven band since Haim in 2013 to win it. They've got a album which will have dropped by the time this is broadcast, called Prelude to Ecstasy. To describe their sound, one of the critics recently described them as the love child of Roxy Music and Kate Bush. So that will give you an idea. It's a mixture of haunting melodies, very 70s style. They say themselves are inspired by the likes of David Bowie, Sparks, Florence and the Machine. They've got a new single out, which is called Caesar on a TV Screen, which has got four tracks from the album on it. And the one I'd like you to use is called On Your Side, where you can really get a feel for the haunting melodies on it as well. They're a great band. I know they were on tour in the US at the end of the year. Hopefully you'll get to see them a lot this year. That's all for me. So long, farewell, goodbye. The weather outside is horrible. The music has kept us warm this month, so...